We always get asked, what are the three keys to compliance success? Well, this week we're going to go through those. We're going to go through the assessment, we're going to go through policies, procedures, and we're going to go through training. Hi, and welcome to the Van Ryan Compliance Podcast, where we are here to secure the future of your business with a clear plan to reduce your risk. I'm your host, Rob.
And I'm Dawn.
And we are excited that you're here this week. Right, Dawn?
Yes, we are.
Come on, let's go for it.
Oh, yeah, we are excited.
That's it. Because this week, as you just heard, we are going to focus on the three compliance keys to success. And a lot of people, you know, just don't know what to do. And they find it very confusing and not sure where to go. So first up, what do you always suggest, Dawn, that our clients go through? Where do we like to go?
First step is a risk assessment or a risk audit. This is to find out what percentage of risk that your business is at in regards to your data that you have of your customers, meaning what risk is the data at? How is your network secure? Do you have policies and procedures to make sure your security
platform is dialed in?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, definitely.
Correct.
Definitely.
So risk assessment, number one, it will take some time, definitely. It's 150 plus questions that go into very, very specific detail on how you are protecting PHI.
Yep, that's key. So first up, we do start with a risk assessment, and that allows us to understand the level of risk. And then not only just going to the bare minimum of what the government wants, or minimum viable product, people like to say, we also like to dive into the cybersecurity pieces. So let me walk through those a little bit. Some of the key pieces, understanding your directory services. How do we handle IDs? How do we handle user IDs? Do we do it manually? Do we actually handle it through Active Directory or Google Workspace or another type of a platform? Do we just handle it through, manually do it? Which is a lot of work. The key really is to making sure that we can have the auditing is enabled and that we go through that and we make sure we can audit the access as we always need. That's a key piece. So the first part of the framework is making sure the risk assessment. Now, we don't only just focus on HIPAA. What are some of the other areas that clients nowadays are asking us to help with?
GDPR is a big one nowadays. States like California with CCPA, New York with the New York Shield Act, they are going along those lines of GDPR, which is really PII. It is data, personal data, period, not just PHI. It's all encompassing. So we are getting into GDPR. Also PCI compliance. That is a big one too. If you take payment on your website via credit card, you're going to be some level of PCI compliance. There's different levels.
Yep.
So there's that. And speaking of state level compliance, yes, there are specifics. If you do business in California, if you do business in Texas, if you do business in New York, there are certain specifications to how you need to handle data. Upcoming is Virginia is coming up. Ohio is coming up. Lots of states are getting very specific with how you handle data, and it's along the GDPR lines.
Yep. It is still the most restrictive compliance, framework in the world right now, and we're seeing it continue to evolve. So since the government, it will not actually go ahead and create or I should say mandate, if you will, a federalized data protection privacy law. The states are taking it upon themselves. And that's kind of how our government is framed. And then the other, obviously the last one here is Texas House Bill 300, which focuses on healthcare data, but it's all of the personal data within the healthcare space. And it's actually more restrictive than HIPAA compliance. And we'll put all of these down in the show notes so everybody can go in and just click, get a little bit more information on that.
Right.
So risk assessments are big. So out of that risk assessment, we've got to create a report.
Right.
Oh boy. We like reports.
Yes.
I don't like reports. You like reports because you're process.
Well, and our report is pretty. No.
It is very good.
It's colorful. It's meant to be colorful. It's meant to have the colors of criticality. That being said, the highest critical is red.
Yep.
So from there, we create an action item list. We have a client project management tool, a task tool, if you will, that helps your team task out action items, get it to the right person, to the right team. Maybe it's the IT team. Maybe it's your compliance officer in regards to policies and procedures. So we follow you along with that process. Make sure we're having monthly updates on how these action items are going so we can get you to reduce that risk the following year when we do your gap assessment.
Yep, definitely. And not only just to work with them, but also walk alongside you to really help you get those completed. So when we started VanRight Compliance years ago, we used to just do annual assessments. And then after the assessment, we would just come back about 10, 11 months later and say, how are we doing? And we always found our clients would never have everything done. So HIPAA and PCI and GDPR and compliance as a whole is every day. You have to focus on it every day. It's not just a one and done. Nor was the law actually created that way. It's got to be ongoing and your team's got to know what
to do. And maintained.
Yep. And maintain. Maintain is big.
Yep.
So we get the report and then it's time to create the policies and the procedures. Those are the big ones. A lot of folks listen to us. They know Alex and Allison and, Alex handles a lot of our client services. She is the interface to make sure you're a success and she will be on the podcast probably about 3 or 4 episodes and Allison as well. But Allison really focuses on those policies to really make sure those are looking good. Let's talk about kind of a couple of the top policies we see. So obviously a privacy policy, right?
Right.
Privacy policy is a big one. Yep. What about another policy do you like?
Sanction policies.
Yep.
What occurs? How does your business handle employees that quit or employees that are terminated? Their access mm-hmm. in particular.
Yeah.
That is a huge, huge item is we have businesses we talk to and they don't really have a policy or procedure on the access. They turn them off at some point, turn their access off. Well, unfortunately, some people have had things that have been stolen because access hasn't been cut off right mm-hmm. at termination. So sanction policies are big. Password policies, believe it or not, people still do not have complex passwords. So that's a huge one. As well. And with HIPAA, we see a lot of lack of access logging.
And auditing.
Yeah, yep. Auditing, that yep. type of thing, audit logs.
Yep.
Those are big ones as well. So, what we like to do is we have a VanRight framework for these policies and mm-hmm. procedures, but we look at the policy and procedures that you've created for your business. You may have some unique ones. You may have global policies, and then you may have per location policy. So we look at all that, take that into consideration. You do need policies and procedures for each location that you have. Some folks don't know that. You may have unique locations. We do have quite a bit of customers that have unique policies for different locations because they're in different states as well. So we keep tabs on that, and we really look to see what you have and if it's enough. Some policies they may be lacking a little bit. You may need some mm-hmm. additional language, and that's where we come in to help you with that. And we help create those custom policies for you.
Yep, that's key. And a lot of people say, well, I could just go buy policies for $600. Sure, you can Google anything. Actually, you can get all the templated worksheets and everything right off the internet. But when you go into an audit, you're going to get flagged because they're not customized. So yes, you can get a privacy policy, you can do all that, you can put it together, but it better be customized for your business and how you handle data. If it's not customized, then it's a template. If it's a template, then you're just not doing it. You're not doing what you need to be doing.
Right.
That's really the key pieces. So we have to customize the policies, procedures, and the big one we've been really focused on is disaster recovery and correct. Business continuity planning. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and put a link in the show notes that dives deeper into the disaster recovery planning and what you need. We're doing a lot of that for our clients now. Right. So right. if you have your data and servers on site, if you're all cloud-based, which the majority of everybody is, how do you, you can't just assume that it's backed up in the mm-hmm. cloud. What do you have to do? How do you back that up? Is the data geolocated? What right. are we doing with that?
Right.
So those are some of those kind of keys that we're working through.
The other policies and that's great. Yep. The other policies and procedures, there's a lot that are, we consider attachments. Those are BAAs. We have a fantastic business associate agreement and subcontractor agreement that we created alongside our privacy attorney. She created that. It is very robust. It is very inclusive. And we definitely create that and make sure it's customized to your business with all your business information on there. The other things are remote work policies and bring your own device policies. Yep. There's a lot of that. And there's a lot of customers that want their employees and staff to sign off on that. So we do have sign-off policies as well that will help with that. So those are big as well. Some of our medical professions, we have the telehealth policy that a lot of times is also, you need to sign off on that. So it just depends on your business and how you do business, how you want your staff and employees, if you want them to rather sign off on that and how you want to handle that. So yep. We have that as well. Those are very important.
Yep, those are definitely key pieces. Business associate agreements, that's a whole podcast on itself.
It is.
I think
it
we
is.
Should have Jill come and tell us about BAAs. Yep. She's going to charge us, isn't she?
That's what attorneys do.
I know, that's fine. And we gladly pay her.
Yes.
Yes, BAAs are a huge piece. Mm-hmm. I think that's an important piece. So let's do a quick recap. The first two steps of the Van Ryn compliance framework is one, the risk audit and assessment to go through all of that. It could be HIPAA. It could be SOC, it could be Sarbanes-Oxley, it could be SOC 2, it could be HITRUST. We got to know where you start. Next step, creating policies, procedures, and controls. We've got to be able to create those three pieces. And then the last piece is probably one of your favorites.
Mm-hmm. Is education.
Education.
Yes. Educate your staff.
Education is key.
What data is, what protection of data is, protecting PHI. Cybersecurity, risks, ransomware attacks, all that good stuff. So here at Van Ryn, we are big with our education and our training modules that we offer. We have brand new HIPAA and Texas HP 300 right now available on vanryn.com, vanryncompliance.com, excuse me. And we also create quite a bit of custom training for our customers that it's for their business and what their needs are. We're creating some right now for our answer services that's custom to them and their situation, their business. And we also are going to be offering GDPR, CCPA, New York Shield. All this is going to be coming out on our new training platform on vanryncompliance.com. We feel very strongly about educating your staff and your employees so they know what to look for. If an incident occurs, if a ransomware attack occurs, they see a weird phishing email, all this stuff, it's very important to educate your staff and employees.
Yep, definitely it is. Education is key. And there's a difference between training and education. Training is you train the dog, right? Gets the paper, it walks with me, it comes. Well, ours don't come when we call them. We're very good at education, but I guess not training, right? but then the education is teaching them new skills. So how we put our education platform together is the ability for you to take two or three good nuggets of knowledge back in your role and say, how do I protect this data? Not just check the box. If you're looking for check the box compliance, that doesn't work. And that continues to show through a lot of issues. If you check the box of compliance, you will have incidents, you will have breaches. That's what all of these companies have had breaches lately. They've just checked the box. So those are key pieces. Those are things we need to do. So the custom training is very interesting. That's actually a part of the business that's gotten bigger. A lot of companies want their brands, their logos. They want to teach their team how they handle data.
With their culture.
Not general. Yep. So our HIPAA compliance and House Bill 300 covers the requirements and expands beyond that. But then a lot of companies are like, hey, I want my own training to host my LMS, or we host it for them. Mm-hmm. So the custom training piece is big, and we'll put a link to that in the show notes as well, so that if you want to learn more about the custom training for your business, that's a great way for you to educate your team. So that's really, really something really good.
Yep,
definitely. Definitely. So to recap, to recap the three action items that folks can take back today to their business, what can people do? What can we say?
First, ask yourself if your business, rather, has had a risk assessment in the last year. Second, does your business have policies and procedures? And third, is your staff trained and educated?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Those are three very simple things you can take back to your business right now, whether you're the owner, you're the compliance officer, you're the privacy officer, security officer. These are three things that you can answer.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're all no, we're happy to help you. Give us a call. We'll talk to you about it.
Yep. Yep. We'll put
but all if the- all three yes, then fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And you know what? We love to hear feedback too. So please, in the comments sections of whatever you're listening to podcasts, if it's Apple, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, wherever, put comments in there. Send us a note at just hello@vanryancompliance.com and go, hey, right. Rob and Dawn, here's something else I like to do with my team. Maybe mm-hmm. you do something different.
Yeah.
And we'd love to learn from you. So send your questions in, you know, and we'll put them here on air as well and go through that. But definitely you can send us any of your items or thoughts.
Yep.
How do you Any improve feedback. Compliance?
We Absolutely. Love
feedback. We definitely Absolutely. Feedback.
Yep.
Well, once again, thank you for joining us here at the Van Ryan Compliance Podcast, where we're here to secure the future of your business with a clear plan to reduce your risk. Until next week, everybody have a wonderful week.
Goodbye.